Okay, today's daf was Psachim Davav. After discussing in the previous daf whether a Jew has to destroy chametz that's set aside to feed the king's army, our daf begins with a shaila that was asked to Rava. Behemas arnuna, chayavs bebuchara, ve'en chayavs bebuchara. Is an animal designated to pay the king's tax on animals considered to belong to the Jew and therefore subject to the halach of Bukhar, or is it considered to already belong to the king and therefore not subject to Bukhar? In the first version, Rava answers that it depends whether matzi mesalik lebezuzi, the king can be satisfied with cash payment in lieu of the animal. If it can be paid with money, the animal certainly belongs to the Jew and is chayiv in Bukhar. If not, it's pater from Bukhar. In the second version of his answer, Rava says that the animal is always pater from Bukhar. Though designated for the king's tax, is always chayiv in chala, even though it really is considered to belong to the king, since unlike animals, where it is like chala, everybody knows if it's designated for the king, people might not realize that the dough is designated for the king and will assume the Jew is eating without separating chala. The Gemara goes on to talk about three cases where a non-Jew has chametz in a Jew's home. First, if the non-Jew walks in holding his chametz, there's no requirement to throw him out. Second, hifkido etzlo, if the Jew takes responsibility to watch the chametz, he must destroy it. Third, yiched lo bayis, if the Jew designated a spot in his house for the non-Jew to put his chametz, even though we normally assume schiris lokanya, a person's rental of a location, doesn't make it his, since the pasuk only insists that chametz not be matsui biyadcha, available to the Jew, he does not have to destroy it because it's considered to be unavailable to him. Amar Avida Marav, if a person finds chametz in his house, he should cover it with a kli, and if he has a non-Jew's chametz in his home, he should put a partition around it. However, Rava adds, if the chametz belong to Hegdish, these extra measures aren't necessary, because Mivdil B'dil Eminei, the person is used to having to avoid eating Hegdish all year round, so he's not going to come to eat it. Amar Avida Marav, if a person leaves town more than 30 days before Pesach, he does not have to destroy his chametz before leaving. But if he leaves within 30 days of Pesach, he does have to destroy his chametz. There are two opinions about the circumstances of this halacha. Abaye holds that this is only when he plans on coming back on Pesach. But if he doesn't plan on coming back, he won't have to destroy his chametz when leaving within 30 days. Rava holds that this is only when he doesn't plan on coming back on Pesach. But if he does plan on coming back, he would always have to destroy his chametz before leaving, even Rosh Hashanah, which might mean even before Rosh Hashanah. Hani Shloshim Yom Maya Viditai. So the Gemara asks, where do we get the idea that the number 30 days is a significant number for the halachos of getting rid of chametz? The Gemara relates it to the machlokas in the Braisa, whether we should start learning about the halachos of Pesach 30 days before Pesach, because that's when Moshe taught the halachos of Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon, 30 days before Pesach Sheni, or we should learn the halachos of Pesach 2 weeks, because Moshe started teaching the halachos of Karban Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In the context of proving that Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching Hilchos Korban Pesach on Rosh Chodesh, we quoted a pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Tes. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe ben Mar Sinai b'shana ashenis l'tzeisa me'aretz Mitzrayim b'chodesh harishon le'mar, actually occurred before a pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Aleph, which says Vayidaber Hashem Moshe ben Mar Sinai b'al ma'id b'chodesh shini b'shana ha'shenis l'tzeisa me'aretz Mitzrayim le'mar. So Rav explains this illustrates the rule that ein muktam ulcha b'Torah. Torah isn't written in chronological order. Papa adds that within a single inyan, the Torah is written in order, because otherwise we would never know when to view something as a klal of prad, a general statement followed by a specific statement, or a prad of klal, a specific statement followed by a general statement. Toward the end of the daf, the Gemara asks why it is that habodik tzarek sheivatel, somebody who already did bidikas chametz, has to also do bitel chametz. It can't be on account of the crumbs that are in the house, because even though they are being guarded with the rest of the house, when things are only incidentally being guarded, they are not considered chashuv. Rav explains, we're concerned that a person will find an appetizing piece of chametz and delay a few moments in destroying it, which would be a violation. Once, however, he's mevatel, then there's no violation. We can't have him just be mevatel the chametz when he finds it, because once chametz becomes aser, you're no longer able to be mevatel. We also can't have him just be mevatel right before these manisser in the morning of Erev Pesach, because we're afraid that he'll forget to be mevatel at that time, because he isn't doing anything else related to the chametz at that time. It's just a random time in the middle of nowhere.